Jesus was recognized as the King of the Jews. A title that drove Herod mad. And Herod's madness led to death of countless little boys. Some 33 years later, Jesus is recognized as the King of the Jews, not by a star, but a report from some angels. He is known by a donkey that carries him upon his back. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the crowds paid him the reverence and respect due a king. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. People threw their cloaks down onto the dirt road and spread palm branches on the ground. The Magi recognized the king. The crowds knew this man to be the king. The religious leaders of the day accused him of being an imposter. Don't write the King of the Jews, but instead write, he said, I am the King of the Jews. The true King of Kings, at the hand of the governor, is asked, are you the King of the Jews? The soldiers gave him the royal treatment. They presented him with a purple robe and put a crown of thorns on his head. And struck him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Then they nailed him to the tree of the cross. They put him on his throne. And no one shows respect or reverence before the Savior of all mankind. Instead, all who pass by wag their heads and say, If you are the King, then save yourself. Behold, your king, seated on his throne. Do not be fooled by appearances. Jesus is on the cross not because he can't save himself, but because he must be on the cross. It's for you, to save you. This cross is his throne. From this cross, this king rules by losing. This king wins by losing. He fights for you, for your life, by dying. And by this cross, by this death, this king saves you. For by this cross, he crushes Satan's head. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Righteous and having salvation, your salvation. Behold your king, seated on his throne. He comes to you. We, all like sheep, have gone astray, each one to his own way. See, your king comes to you, like a shepherd searching for his lost sheep. The good shepherd, coming to seek you out from wherever you have strayed. Oh yes, we are the fickle crowd. One minute we're shouting our hosannas, the next minute we shout, crucify him, crucify him. One moment we call him our Lord, and the next we're obeying every passion of the flesh. One minute we say, thy kingdom come, and the next we say, my sins don't matter. I'm forgiven. I can do whatever I want. But our Lord says to us, O daughter of Zion, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing. He must come to us. We will not. We cannot come to him. He must seek us out. He must find us, mired in the mud and stench of our sinfulness. king comes to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and pulled the foal of a donkey. If he came in the fullness of his glory, we would surely be annihilated in our sinfulness. When Isaiah saw his glory, he came undone. Woe is me, he cried. When Jesus calmed the storm by the command of his word, the disciples were terrified and filled with fear. Jesus humbled himself and took on the nature of a servant and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Fear not. Do not be afraid. He comes to you by humble means, riding into our midst by the holy means of grace. He comes in his word, placed into your ears. And he comes in the water of holy baptism, washing you clean from sin and death and making you his own. He comes in with and under the bread and wine of his supper, his very body and very blood for the forgiveness of your sin. So as we enter this most holy of weeks, examine yourself, confess your sins, and forsake not his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Learn to confess, I am Judas, for I have betrayed my Lord for worldly gain. Learn to confess, I am Peter, for I have denied Jesus over and over again by my words and my silence. Yes, I have cried out for Barabbas and yelled, crucify him. I have been overcome by hatred and lust. Examine yourself, make confession, and ask, Lord, is it I? And then, leave it behind. We all know the answer. There is no question about that. Leave your sins with him who became sin with sin for you. Leave your sins here, and on the Palm Sunday of Holy Week, whatever they are, leave them here. Your regrets, your angry, uncaring thoughts and